This is Twit.
Now, what about the LG Velvet? Because I know that you have spent some time with
the Velvet.
That's the one
that a lot of people have been asking about. That's
And that's a good name. That's a good phone name, LG Velvet.
That's a good name, exactly.
Is the Velvet descriptive of what you get?
Look at those colors that you get just on the webcam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good. They're good colors. They have like six colors of this phone, and there's a lot of really good ones. This one is Sunset. And then they've also got this really nice green, black, gray, and then some other colors. But yeah, okay, so I was super hyped on this phone as soon as it was announced, because basically since like the G7, I have been saying that LG's biggest problem is that their phone design looks like it is from 5 years ago. Like every single phone that they've made has had the pretty much same design with a very slight tweak. And even the V60, while very extremely similar, was their most fashionable phone yet, and it really didn't change much. So when they announced this, I think originally it was only going to come to South Korea. And then I think there was enough media hubbub in the U.S. where they're like, or in Western markets in general, where they're like, okay, maybe we'll bring them over. And so even now we don't have like official pricing for these things in the United States or in Western markets, but they did say that it would be less than the Korean conversion, which is about $650. They said it would be like $100 less or something. So maybe $550. Anyway, this phone's design is really cool. It's got these awesome colors. It is crazy thin. Like this is, it's hard to like show thinness on a screen, but I think it's like 7.3 millimeters, and it's definitely one of the thinnest phones that I have used in a really long time. So that's like,
oh wow,
Xperia 1 2 Velvet, and obviously like having a curved front. Yeah, it's
that's noticeably thin.
Because it curves at the edges. I see.
The rail basically only has room for the width of the button. Yeah, there you go. Zoom in a little bit.
Yeah, I see it.
So
that looks like it's really comfortable to hold.
It's actually not bad. Like I was worried that it would be too thin because I don't know if you guys have tried the Nokia Sirocco before that came out at MWC 2 years ago. That phone is so sharp because of the way that it curves around. It like kind of hurts to hold. It's very like difficult. You kind of have to use a case. Mm-hmm. This one is like teetering on being too sharp, but it is actually like perfect. They kept the Google Assistant button from all the other LG phones, which is freaking awesome. I love dedicated hardware buttons. The display is a notch, which kind of sucks. I don't like that style of notch, but you can cover it up. They made a special dual screen for it that is pretty much exactly the same as the LG V60s, but it is white and it is a little thinner because this phone is thinner. But they fit a 4,300 milliamp-hour battery in this. And I don't really know how
the size of the battery for how thin.
Yeah, 4,300 million. It's like that's more capacity than this phone. It's the same capacity as the Mate 30 Pro or Mate 20. Mate, I don't know. P40 Pro Plus. Okay, that one. that phone.
This is why we need
like
special names for phones. It makes it easier on the rest of us to remember their names.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So the battery life is pretty much also exactly average, and I honestly think it's just because LG's skin is outdated, it's old. Like, one funny thing is that LG has always had this recurring notification that just does not go away, that's an Android system notification that says, do not remove the battery while your phone is unresponsive. And it's always there, and it's been there like since the LG G3, and it's still there. I see it right now.
It's still a valid warning. I mean, it might be nearly impossible to remove the battery, but it's a warning, right?
Do not remove that. And you can't really, can't get rid of it. It's just like, why? How have you not fixed that? But anyway, yeah, their UI is like the same as it's been on like all LG phones. And they did clean it up like a little bit. But my problem with it is that like their icons look too childish and cartoony. And they look like, you know, they use like lime green and bright yellow, and which is like cool if you want to go for that aesthetic, but I think it feels just a little outdated. But that being said, they have a headphone jack, no quad DAC in this guy, but they do have this 3D sound engine thing that they added a couple LG phones ago, which basically uses like a database to try to identify the type of music you're listening to and then like open up the soundstage for it. And it works really well. I tested it directly against the V60, and to be fair, I don't own headphones that could probably benefit from a dedicated DAC. But using this without the 3D sound system thing against the V60 sounded way better. As soon as I turned on the 3D sound system thing, they sounded almost the same. So I think they took it out of this one. I don't really know why they took out the DAC. It might have been space. It might have been heating or something, because this one's definitely way thinner. But, you know, camera systems, it's basically supposed to look like a raindrop, which is really cool. Like the main source of the raindrop and then like falling, right?
Yeah, I like
and,
that.
You know, they kind of pulled a OnePlus in that they added kind of extra sensors to just make it look nicer. There's like the main sensor on the top, which is not even that big. And then there is I think a wide, and then the other one's a depth sensor. That's like, yeah. So image quality is pretty bad. Overall was pretty bad. I was a little bit disappointed with it. And the V60s was definitely better, but, I don't know. I think like the design of the phone is really nice. And if it's not incredibly expensive and you're looking for something with expandable storage and a headphone jack, and if you throw like Nova Launcher on it, because I think that it's not the 765G that makes this phone slow, because the 765G is like it's like a slightly tiered down version of the 855. So it shouldn't be that slow. I think it's just the skin. So if you threw like Nova Launcher on it, I'm sure it would be great. But I like this phone a lot. I'm really glad LG is going in that kind of direction. They basically said that Velvet isn't going to be like a line, but it's they're naming every single new phone that they release now with a unique name. So this will be Velvet, and then whatever's next will be something else, which, again, kind of a callback to our Nord thing. But
absolutely. Easier to remember than the model name -2-letter-letter-number-. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know the first time I saw, you know, the kind of the early leaks of the LG Velvet, I was like, oh, this looks like a nice kind of direction from a design standpoint, which is what really jumps out at me anyways when I saw it for LG. So cool. I'm happy that you got to kind of give some time to it. I wanted to see it in person and never got the chance to. So.